I'm being broken up with by my girlfriend over MSN Messenger.
And I'm Chris Carrabba.
And this is Ear Buddies. A night I'll never forget, Matt. One of the worst nights online I've ever had.
Talk to us. Let's hear it. Well, lay it out.
No, it just, ninth grade, it fell apart, you know?
Yeah.
And we were right there on just, we were just chatting. Emoticons, talking about music.
Could you,
and it was over.
Could
before
you
I
feel
knew
a shift? Or was it just a sudden shot to the head?
Oh, you know, you feel surprised in the moment, but you look back and you say,
there were signs.
The signs were all there. Right. Right. Oh, man. This is an episode that will really play the heartstrings like a guitar. I mean, it already has. It already is. It's doing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm laughing.
I'm happy you're back.
Thank you.
And I want to just throw it into your court.
Sure.
Instead of me giving some typical Tim preamble to this episode, I would like to just hear what's on your mind right now.
Oh, thanks. A format shift. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that MSN Messenger thing really brought me back, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
Tim, I'm thinking about, as always, the tunes. I'll be honest with you, pal. And a specific type of tune.
Very specific.
A very specific. I would call it a micro genre.
We love these. We love these, don't we?
Well, look, we've... Every now and then, Tim, we take a risk. We just jump out of the plane.
No parachute.
No parachute. No net. No nothing. Base jumping. Hoping for the best.
Yes.
And this is one of those episodes. Because... The last couple that we did like this were also about micro genres.
Yeah.
Specifically, Wimpcore and the critically acclaimed Dumb Rock.
Yes. A favorite.
A fan favorite. Definitely. And this one thrills me to think about. And I guess, Tim, how to describe... What to say?
Well, why don't I read you the text you sent me?
Please.
Yeah, Matt, you messaged me this quote. I want to do an episode that's mostly about Fall For You by Secondhand Serenade. I suppose the overarching theme would be one dismal and embarrassingly poetic emo dude with an acoustic guitar and piano and one more or less mainstream hit. The last gasps of emo. Songs that I suppose we can slow dance to. Just putting that in the blender, you said.
There's no one in the world like Emily.
What was
and
your...
then you said, Matt, crucially, in the second text.
Okay.
Make out tunes for the serious teenager.
And that's exactly what I meant.
You know, sometimes, right, it's like it came to you in a dream. Sometimes the episode is right there, you know, just chiseled in stone.
Yeah, well, that's a thesis statement, buddy.
Yeah, right, yes. Okay, so we have the thesis statement, but we have not fleshed out the paper itself.
Yes, right. This is going to be one of those all-nighters.
Okay, because we've talked about emo music on this show.
Yes, yes.
Here and there.
Yeah.
I think we have displayed remarkable restraint in not just doing, you know, the capital E emo episode.
Yes.
Because that's too easy. It's too much. It's not what we do here.
Thank you.
But here we are really going to poke and prod in the autopsy room.
Because that's what it is.
This genre, this sub micro genre, to see what it is, what it meant, why it existed, who it was for,
if it meant a lot to us.
Best thing about tonight's that we're not fighting, Could it be that we have been this way before?
Matt, is it in this voice? Is it in these instruments? Let's try, right now, sight unseen, to define make out music for the serious teenager. Because that's the genre. We already know that's what we're here to talk about, is that kind of music. So yep. What is that kind of music in your best estimation, buddy?
Okay. I'm just gonna throw some stuff, all right?
Go.
It's the first thing I work backwards is it's for the serious teenager.
Yes, yes.
It is not for stoners. It's not for jocks.
It's not for the hardcore kids.
That's right. That's right. And it's not because this isn't on your local 93.7 Z94.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
It
right,
is
the low information teenager.
Right. That's correct.
Apologies to all of my 93.7 Z94 heads in the audience.
So it's for the serious teenager.
Yes.
You are an intellectual, perhaps.
Probably get straight A's.
Yeah. You might be a bit troubled. Maybe you're, like so many, too smart to be happy.
You're sad, and yeah. So you connect to emo music.
Yes.
But you don't connect on a... Because, okay, Matt, we're going to skirt right up against, I think, Wimpcore here.
Yes, well, that's... Yes, you're exactly right.
Bad music for good boys, you'll remember.
Yes, yeah, that's
These
exactly...
Are, we're talking about good boys and girls here.
Yes. Or at least morally neutral. But yes, no, that's correct.
Sure.
But yeah, because the serious teenager is not a fan of Ryan Cabrera.
No, thank you. Right.
The serious teenager is not a fan of Howie Day or James Blunt. That's not enough.
No, that's not it. That they may be able to listen to it, but they won't connect to it.
Right. Something is missing. Some depth. is not there.
Some sorrow.
Yes. Yes. And so they seek it out elsewhere.
Impossible to find. Okay. And I'm leading you a little bit here. But make out music, right?
So we Yes.
This is for the serious teenager.
Yes.
Help me out now. What does kissing have to do with this?
Well, listen. What I think And you're right. Like this is music can be used for so many things, and yeah. And this is the reason I think it feels like makeout music, or at least could be. You know, there's an overlap there in the mm-hmm. Venn diagram of emotion, mm-hmm. is that the heavier stuff. You take away the acoustic guitars and the piano, uh-huh. and it is just sad. It's
yeah.
just depressing. It's just maybe emo, right?
And respectfully, if you're making out to that music, you may not be a serious teenager.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
Because this sort of stuff, although
it's, have we said that it's that we're talking about music specifically essentially in the year of 2004?
We haven't, but that's it. I mean, yes, that's exactly...
Let's say 2002 to 2006.
There
How's
you go.
That?
That's the umbrella. You've got to get better, said it's all in your head. We could live through these letters or forget it all together. See the months, they don't matter. But, yeah, Tim, I think there is a sorrow in romance and a romance in a sorrow.
And how, buddy?
And as a serious teen, you notice that in ways that other kids just don't. You know.
Sure.
You were a serious teen.
Of course I know, buddy. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to keep the personal anecdotes in the chamber until, you know, the third act here. But of course I know.
Yes. And we all know you know. We all believe you. So, I guess that's what I would say. Is there, even though a lot of these are sad and are emotionally sort of laid bare, that works on Makeout Point. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm making this up now. This feels right to me.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
The thing is, when you texted me what you did, all I could say was, yes. That's it. This was the corner of emo music that I could build a home in.
That's right, because Tim, history is learning from the past. And with Wimpcore, we're building here on a little bit on Wimpcore, because you mentioned, I believe, in that episode, that the Wimpcore was the kind of music that was maybe more of the starter kit.
Yes.
And the kids who weren't into the heavier emo stuff could be perfectly happy living there.
Absolutely.
However, there's a bridge, there's a suburb, and it is this kind of music. On the way from Wimpcore to Sunny Day Real Estate and Under Oath, well, you'll find a sign that says Makeout Music for the Serious Teenager, and there aren't a ton of songs in that town. But there are enough to get things going.
I am
both romantically and intellectually.
Well, thank you. Yeah, right, exactly. Kind of cool synergy for me personally, pal, having just done the iPod thing. The iPod episode.
Please.
Right.
Preach.
Okay. This music, this is burn a CD for a girl you like music.
Oh, buddy, and how?
Close your eyes.
Or, girl, you like burned you a CD music.
I have got a CD case full of CDs that all look the same except for different handwriting.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that beautiful? A different thick Sharpie that you would write whatever this was.
Yeah.
And, I think it's a universal experience for all the series teenagers.
Right. Why don't I just walk all the way through this door, Matt?
Go ahead.
My first girlfriend in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Burned me North by Something Corporate.
You won't be leaving me in the car.
And who was I at this point, Matt? I was nothing. I was nobody, you know?
Yeah.
But then I heard North by Something Corporate. And I began to... I mean, my brow furrowed.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart swelled.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even kiss this girl before we broke up, Matt.
Oh.
But...
Oh, no.
Nonetheless, this sort of was a gateway drug for me into this quasi-emo space where the guys are wearing tight jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And... the hair is swooped over like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the music itself, the tunes themselves, are so soft and gentle.
Yeah, you know, you wear the jeans, you sweep your hair down, but you're home in time for dinner.
You are, and maybe you got a little peck on the cheek at some point, right?
Well, maybe.
Yeah. No, but this is... I love this. I love all this music so much because it is wimpy. It is so essential to keep saying that it's not Wimpcore. This is not Lifehouse.
Yep, that's right.
The girls who were burning me these CDs were ultimately like not the type of girl for me. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yes, and that's often how it goes.
Yeah, and I think anyone who's been listening to this show for 115 plus eps probably knows very well what Matt and I mean, you know, without having to explain much further.
Yes.
But this is emo in that it it comes from an arena that I am not interested in going all the way into.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a girl standing outside the arena who's pretty cute, and she has some blank CDRs and a Sharpie, and she's doling them out. And I'm hearing Dashboard Confessional and A Day to Remember.
Oh, boy. And
Boys Like Girls. From First to Last.
Oh, man.
This making is, April.
This is Manchurian candidating me. You know what, Tim? This is I'm so glad you mentioned the Godfather.
Yes.
The president, the mayor of this kind make-out of music.
Point. Yes.
Of Makeout Point.
He's the cop with the flashlight, right?
You know who it is. Everybody knows. I'm talking about Dashboard Confessional.
I'm missing your bed. I never sleep. Avoiding your spots. But we'd have to speak. And this bottle of Beast is taking me home.
Let's talk about the tunes.
Yes, let's.
Oh, Dashboard is finally what could really inspire me to stop, you know, thinking about how they're all doing now. And, and actually think about these guitars, man.
Yes,
these guitars.
Okay, yes, yes, please.
I don't even know what to say about
them. What can you say about these guitars?
Well, I can say that in most cases, for some reason, inexplicably, there are two of them.
Yes.
And they're playing not quite the same thing.
But almost.
Very close.
To the point where you think, why are there two?
Why are there two of them? Why isn't one guy doing something else? Or just having a smoke break. What's going on here? It gives this music that, like, I mean, let's call it the je ne sais quoi. It rounds out the sound. It kind of detunes it a little bit,
yep,
because
it's
the guitars
a little bit
aren't
of a chorus effect a bit. Yep.
Yeah, and it makes it sound a little more terrible.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It gives it gives all of them, both guitar players and the singer, something to hide behind.
Sure.
Which isn't that so essential when you're 15 or 16, Matt? Something to hide behind?
Oh, buddy.
You don't have to pick up that thread. It's okay.
No, wow. I mean, you said it. What else is there?
I'm missing your bed. I never sleep. Avoiding the spots. We'd have to speak. And this bottle of Beast is taking me home.
But talk to me, Matt, about the tunes here. Tell me what's going on musically.
Sure. So, I mean, I think it's fair to at least start by saying that you could tell that this was not Wimpcore, mm-hmm, because of the voices, because
yes,
of the timbres of these beautiful, tragic gentlemen's voices. This was not, it was not for mainstream radio, right? It was not Lifehouse. It was not any sort of American Idol winner.
No.
It was a guy. Man, it was just a guy.
And a MySpace page.
That's right, and a MySpace page, and perhaps a live journal blog. And they sounded, because a lot of them had been in emo bands or would eventually join emo bands.
Yes.
So that's how they sounded. And it's very important as well, I think, to mention that, like, when we're talking about the guitars, the acoustic guitars especially, Dashboard, mm-hmm, Confessional obviously invented that in, mm-hmm, a lot of people's imagination. Mm-hmm. They were sort of playing the acoustic guitar in much the same way they would have had they been playing a rhythm with a full band.
Yes.
Not a ton of nuance, not a ton of delicacy, not a ton of sort of arrangement, right?
Sure.
Just kind of going to town. It brings to mind, Tim, I think an experience that I know you and I have had, but an experience that I'm sure many of us have had, where you go to see a band play acoustically at a Hot Topic in your local shopping mall.
Oh.
Because what these bands would do, rather than, well, here's the thing, these bands, each guy played what he played, he knew,
yes,
what he knew, You can't play piano if you can't play piano.
Right. This is not the... Yeah.
And so...
They're at the Hot Topic in, you know, Secaucus Junction, New Jersey. They're not like... They're not going to learn new parts.
No. Exactly, this. Tim. That's exactly right. They're playing on these acoustic guitars and often a quiet electronic drum set.
Sure. And probably the bass player is playing his electric bass unplugged, so you simply can't hear anything.
That's right. Inessential part of the package. And they would play what they would have played had they been at a house show. Just worse. And with slightly different instruments. And that is the vibe that carried over to many of the recorded gems that we have from that era and that genre.
And hey, sweetie, well, I need you here tonight. And I know that you don't want to be leaving. Yeah, you want it, but
perfect. Perfectly stated, pal. It is without nuance, right?
Yes.
Because the nuance is in the listener's heart and brain.
And how?
Plenty of blanks that we can fill in as listeners.
Yes.
And what's the music for again, Matt? It's for falling in love.
It's for falling in love. It's for being happy when you fall into love and just wrecked when
perfectly
you fall out.
Perfectly glum when
yes,
you're...
Perfectly yes, perfectly glum.
That's right, yes.
Comfortably numb. No, perfectly glum.
Perfectly glum is actually... Right. What killed me was, yes, you have the patron saint of makeup music for the serious teenager in Dashboard Confessional.
Yes.
But because of where we all were at that time, because these songs are on, like, pure volume... Or what have you.
Free downloads, baby.
Yeah, and there's enough, like, you know, there are enough discovery tools online that you can find all these truly made-up bands.
Yes. Yes.
Whose skill level is not high enough to do a plugged-in type of show and play the kind of music that requires, let's say, finger-picking.
Sure.
Or, let's say, artful singing. Or let's say, you know, knowing the notes not to play. Things like
there
that.
There you go. That's
right?
A big...
Judgment.
Taste. Yes, absolutely. Taste. 100%.
But you do have plenty of guys with the haircut and the pants and everything who can get together, learn how to play a G major chord, put something in drop D.
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do.
You only need one finger for drop D, but yeah, that's all it takes.
Somehow play four chords that all have the one very prominently. So it's like, am I even hearing different chords?
And playing the inversion of the fifth, this is just for you, Tim. Playing the inversion of the fifth by simply moving your finger down one fret. And then it's not really a chord. That's the sound that's the chord that I associate with.
Yeah.
With that.
And they're right. And so, because the entry point is significantly lower for these guys, there are all kinds of no-namer bands that the girl you were in love with in geometry class somehow knew about. Again, thanks to probably MySpace or pure volume or whatever. I now have all these bands that I think only I've ever heard of.
And that can't be true, but it feels true.
Making April, you heard me say a moment ago. Who is that? Everybody listening to this episode said, who is that? Daphne Loves Derby.
Boy, that's a name I have not heard for a long time.
No one has.
Said you'd be impressed. Please be impressed. I'd go so far to please you, but I bet you wouldn't care at all.
This, to me, is makeout music for the serious teenager.
Well, of course it is, Tim. It's soft, but there's some rawness. The vocals are raw, I'll say again. A lot of it is in 3/4. or 6'8". And they're just strumming merrily or glumly along. And wailing, I would say, maybe is the term.
Yeah.
Maybe yelping. And they all played in, you know, on the free stage under the tent at the Warped Tour. Right.
They paid to play at
the Warped Tour. They paid to play at the Warped Tour, or somebody voted, enough fans voted to get them on there. And that's the kind of stuff, right? Because, again, let's differentiate just once more. Howie Day was not playing Warped Tour, buddy.
No. And this is perhaps the parachute that I'm constructing midair.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that this music is not very good.
Yes. It matters very much that it's not very good.
Yeah, because again, really, really, it's in service of kissing.
Yes.
Or crying because you won't kiss anymore.
Yes. One of the two.
And when those two, and when either of those things is happening, it doesn't really matter.
No,
right? You're really just looking for the voice and maybe and just some notes around it.
Yeah.
You're looking just for that sound.
Yes.
Broken heart, it's too weak to hold your weight, and now I regret the day we met, and help me forget your name.
Some people are looking for that sound. Some serious teenagers.
Well, a lot of us at the time.
Well, yeah,
but
right.
That's very well put. And I mean, I don't want to dive too deep into this because I feel like this is just obvious. But the lyrics, were also not very good. But
sure,
they were. They was just purple prose. That's all. You know, just stuff that you kind of. If had you been listening, you would have said what? But you weren't really. And it was, you know, maybe every now and then a line that hit that you could reblog on Tumblr, right?
Yes.
With the Nightmare Before Christmas background.
Add it to the end of your name on MSN Messenger.
That's right, pal. That's right.
When I see your smile, tears run down my face.
So I am opening the kimono a little bit.
Yeah, oh, please.
I'm a person who I wrap up a lot of my heart in the music I'm listening to. Always have. And true story, pal, there are some songs, some artists that I have a hard time listening to this day because I associate them with things that now give, you know, cause a lot of anguish in my heart, right? Or remind me of the feeling of being anguished.
Tim,
I think is more accurate.
Let me take your hand here and say this is, we all of us in the Army appreciate you opening the kimono. Mm-hmm. Please continue, because this is exactly what we're talking about. This is the effect that this has, because you, Tim, were a serious teenager.
Yes.
And this is what it does to a serious teen.
I am so sorry for the zag I'm about to throw at you here, bud. This music does none of that for me.
I was wondering where you were going with that, because I was like, yeah, maybe.
No. No. I was not emotionally mature enough at the time of the heartbreak that I associate with a lot of this music to even really remember it.
It's like it was background music.
Yes.
For that. And you know what, Tim, I will say maybe there were serious teens who do remember Daphne Loves Derby now as adults and making April et al.
Yeah.
But
I'd like to meet him, I guess.
Yeah. I really appreciate the zag. Because listen, if you're a serious teen, you say you want it to be all about the tunes. Maybe you love music.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is true to an extent, but it's also all about getting just a little sweet.
Yeah.
Getting a kiss. I'll say it. Getting a kiss.
You just want a kiss.
It's all about just getting a kiss. It comes down to that. Tim, you cannot tell me. Even the most intellectually rigorous among us at that time. I was a valedictorian, and you know what I wanted was a kiss.
A big old smooch.
That's right. You try and deny it at the time because you say to yourself, I'm a smart kid. I'm serious. Right. I know how the world works. And for me, music matters. And music touches your soul. But you would have given it all up for just an empty movie theater with the back row unlit.
Oh, good heavens.
Am I right? Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong.
Man, I'm just one serious teenager, but I can't tell you you're wrong. We would have given it all up. We would have changed our major.
Yeah.
To, you know, it doesn't.
Oh, buddy, think about the music we were trying to get into because the girl said it was good.
That's the thing. That's the thing. I keep coming back to these burned CDs that this music was not good to me.
I know. And yet.
But you gotta eat your vegetables.
That's right.
You know?
The effort that was made to try and get into this. Because she's going to that a Hot Topic show, and you wanna be there too, buddy.
You wanna be there. You wanna, yes. You wanna IM. You wanna just IM after school.
That's right. You would go for this just a little bit, just a little bit. It really is all about that kiss.
It is
isn't
all
it?
About getting a kiss.
Yeah. Or giving. Getting and giving a kiss. Doesn't matter how serious you are. The good kids and bad kids. It didn't matter. No moral value assigned there when you were getting a kiss.
No, exactly. I feel like we talked something really important through there just now.
We did the same thing on the last episode as we did this with, so yeah. That's huge. That is huge for the teenage. And look, it's time is a flat circle.
Yes.
And what has happened before will happen again. Mm-hmm. And I would just say, if there are any teens listening to this podcast, they can only be serious teenagers.
I'm sure that's true. Yes.
There aren't, no one in the army is doing this halfway.
No, there are no goofuses in the army.
That's
only
right.
Gallants.
Only gallants. That's right. And I think I would just like to say to them, first of all, thank you for listening.
That's
second
right.
of all, don't try to fool yourself, right? I know you're young, and you can just simply accept that the priority is getting a kiss right now. That's fine.
Right.
Doesn't have to be about the tunes for you right now. That'll come.
Right. It matters much more when you're older. Right yes. now, get your priorities in
yeah.
order.
Yeah.
Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
Yep.
Try to get that kiss.
Yeah. But be honest with yourself about,
well,
about the hows and the whys. Wow. Well, I think we did it, Tim.
Oh, yeah. I've only got one thing left to say, which is the thing I always say, which is ear buddies. We'll continue in a moment.
Your voice was the soundtrack of my summer. Didn't know you're unlike any other. You'll always be my thunder and said, your eyes are the brightest of all the colors. I don't wanna ever love another. You'll always be my thunder. So bring on the rain.
Welcome back to Ear Buddies. Welcome back to Circling Back. In which we revisit topics we've already talked about on the show. And, buddy, when you do this many eps, there's a lot that we need to keep track of, right? That's, a lot of plates spinning in the air.
That's here. Right. Threads, red thread is going all over the place on the bulletin board.
Oh, and one that I lost track of personally, but I know you have been pretty plugged into,
mm-hmm.
has to do with the first dog.
Oh.
I'm talking, of course, about Commander Biden.
Oh, Tim.
The German Shepherd.
Oh, Tim. You can tell by my tone. This is a
tough one.
We here at Ear Buddies have always been fierce and vocal advocates of the first dog, whoever he or she may be.
Yeah, we're into whatever they're up to. We are. We want updates. We want photos.
Yes, we're paying attention. You
know, we're invested. We're invested.
I have been paying attention because the news. This came across the desk a while ago, but it needs to be addressed. And what needs to be addressed is this: Commander Biden bit.
More like Commander Biden.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Commander bit so many people. Current count and hopefully final count, 24. And he had to leave the White House. He was ejected. The 86th commander.
Dishonorable discharge, right?
It was indeed a dishonorable discharge. The military tribunal said 24 is an unbelievable amount. And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And
before we go much further, I think we need to clarify why this is a circling back segment.
Yes,
and
I'm sorry.
I'm going to share with everybody listening now a clip from one of Matt's solo episodes. Might have been his first solo episode.
It was, yes. Tim's Gone. The classic Tim's Gone.
Yes, this was back, I believe, in December of 2021 or January 2022, when Matt gave a little bit of coverage to Commander's predecessor, Major Biden.
I hope that you're not hearing this here for the first time, but I will just rip this Band-Aid right off. Major Biden is no longer Major Biden. He's just a regular civilian dog now named Major. Turns out, Major, his behavioral issues could not be reconciled. As we all recall, he was biting some people. He was nipping at dignitaries and collapsing global trade systems because of it. He was a liability. If you are the president of the United States, and your old dog died, and your other one is just being a terrible dog, riddle me this. What do? You get a new dog. You get a new, better dog. Okay? That's his right as president, and it's a cute little puppy. His name is, once again, Commander. I would ask that in the new year, we all offer up our thoughts and our prayers that Commander doesn't go down the dark path that Major went down.
Oh, Matt.
Right?
Listening to that today
and
knowing where things wound up
I know.
With dear old Commander.
I know, and the hopes that I clearly and explicitly expressed... I said,
right, you very clearly, you told Commander what not to do, specifically.
Yes, and then he did the opposite.
Oh.
And in a far, far worse way than his predecessor, and in a worse way than I could ever have imagined.
On June 15th, 2023, Commander raced toward a Secret Service agent and lunged at him, causing a, quote, deep bite, end quote, on the left arm that was reported to have needed stitches. East Wing tours were stopped for about 20 minutes due to blood from the incident being on the floors in the hall of the White House, according to one document. Records released in July 2023 say that Commander bit Secret Service agents at least 10 times at that time, and then CNN ultimately reports, yeah, 24 was the final count by the time that the tribunal was arranged. And
what a streak. I mean,
that dog is biting a Secret Service agent essentially like every third day.
And they kept him around.
Yeah.
Because, and I know why.
Bureaucracy?
No, I know why. It's more of an emotional reason. It's embarrassing for the replacement dog. What did I say to him? You get another dog.
Yeah.
You get another dog. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm the same guy I was back then. You get another dog. And they did. And this one outperformed all of their expectations.
Well.
In a very terrible direction. And you don't want to tell the public that, hey, you know that one dog we got to be a better dog? Well,
It's a worse
it's
dog.
It's a worse dog. We should have just kept the original. So now after all the bloodshed, after all the hospital fees, Commander's gone. He's out. I don't know where he is. I'm told he's still alive.
Yeah. Commander and Major, I believe, retired to... I don't know. Is it possible that the stress of being the first dog got to these animals?
Well, you see those pictures, you know, the president when he took office and then 4 years later, and his hair's white.
Yes, receding, it's gray.
Yes.
Right there. They just look haggard.
Yes.
Because that was happening to these canines as well.
It would make a lot of sense.
Are they cracking under the pressure?
It would make a lot of sense.
So anyway, they are now in less stressful situations, which I promise is not a euphemism. Like, these dogs are alive.
Alive and
enjoying life.
Are they, Tim, I don't know. Do you know, are they together, Commander and Major?
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Sort of a Thunderdome type situation.
No, I don't know the answer to that. I read that Major went to a family friend of the Bidens, and Commander, an undisclosed location.
Sure, probably for the best.
The Bidens do have a cat also.
Yes.
Willow.
Yes. Who's been nothing but sweet the whole time. No issues there.
Yes.
But Tim... It
will probably complete a full term.
Right. Tim, I think it's important to circle back because everyone, you know,
you laid out such high hopes.
That's the thing.
If Ear Buddies is the only place you get your presidential animal news,
and it likely is,
then this comes as a shock, I'm sure.
Right. So it's just
but
good
you need to know.
It's good, right? It's responsible journalism to simply let you know that the dog that I prayed for a couple years ago. has been taken out in irons to an undisclosed location. Straight-jacketed, muzzled.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable. I'm not going to apologize because how were we to have known?
And we're not going to dig into presidential politics like, you know, what does this say about... No, we don't want to talk about anything. Are they bad at raising dogs? I don't know.
Sometimes you get two lemons in a row. It's weird. That's how life is. I don't know. I don't know. Are they going to get another one? I don't know. We will report on it, obviously.
Of course. Of course.
His name will probably be First Lieutenant, and he
Corporal,
will kill somebody.
Yeah, right. Corporal Biden is going to somehow inexplicably fire a gun in the White House.
Oh, we used to be a country. sad. It's just sad.
It's tough. It's tough. We had to circle back, but we just, you know, it brings us no pleasure, obviously.
Obviously not.
I hope that comes across. Yeah, same time next week?
Absolutely, pal.
Okay. Talk to you later, buddy.
Talk to you later, buddy.